With McAndrew as chairman and Bump Hadley as president, the Venice Committee transformed itself into Save Venice, Inc. It was a nonprofit organization that consisted of a board of directors, but no members. Instead of a membership, it would have a mailing list of donors. Over the next decade, Save Venice undertook projects on a modest scale, restoring paintings and sculptures and making emergency repairs to roofs, walls, and floors of buildings. In the late 1970s, Bump Hadley approached Larry Lovett, a friend from his student days at Harvard, and asked him to join the Save Venice board as treasurer. Larry Lovett was erudite, congenial, and, as an heir to the Piggly Wiggly grocery chain fortune, rich. Having come to New York from Jacksonville with social aspirations, he had the good fortune to be taken under the wing of Mrs. John Barry Ryan, a doyen of New York society. He became chairman of the Metropolitan Opera Guild and later the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center. He had already been living several months a year in Venice when Hadley invited him to join the Save Venice board, and he accepted. Then, in 1986, Hadley handed the presidency to Lovett, and Lovett started looking for someone to take his place as treasurer. Lovett had known Bob and B. Guthrie for a decade or more. During his tenure as chairman of the Metropolitan Opera Guild, Lovett had worked with B. Guthrie, who had been a volunteer in the development department in charge of high-end giving. B. Guthrie was a Phipps, a niece of society racehorse owner Ogden Phipps. She had graduated from Smith College summa cum laude in art history. The Guthries, like Lovett, were enthralled by Venice. But Bob Guthrie was a plastic surgeon with a full operating schedule, and he was reluctant to take on the job of treasurer. Lovett eventually talked him into it. Then he sent Guthrie the Save Venice books, and Guthrie realized that the organization was in general disarray, and its mailing list was useless. More than half the people on it had moved or were dead. From a list of thousands, Save Venice had only 84 active contributors and was collecting, at best, $40,000 to $50,000 a year. Guthrie told Lovett that Save Venice was effectively dead. But Lovett had an idea. Every year at the end of summer, during the Venice Film Festival and the Rowing Regatta, a contingent of international socialites descended on Venice. Nan Kempner, Dita Blair, and their friends. Lovett knew many of these people, and he was certain that if Save Venice put on a lavish dinner dance in a palace on the Grand Canal, they would come to it, and this core group would attract other people eager to be in their company. After much discussion, the idea grew to a 4-day gala that would also include tours, recitals, lectures, and taking advantage of the new willingness among Venetians to open their homes to the city's benefactors, parties in private palaces.